summer is so much better, it's true. Come on, Jackson, get out of bed, let's go.
You deserve the best summer ever, bro.
Come on, guys, let's go party.
Lead the way so we won't be tardy. You can come too, and you and you.
Just kidding, I love you all the same. Not really, your brothers are lame.
Let's make this the best summer ever. I'm enjoying my scrambled eggs, but whatever.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Sounds of the summer streets, big surf waves, crashing hot days, cool cars, radios are blasted.
Wake up. You're having a dream.
Aw. You mean it's not the first day of summer?
No, it is.
In that case, 2, 3, 4! Best summer ever!
Whatever happened to predictability? Man, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Wake up early and have a few minutes of calm before the storm.
Big news!
Oh, storm!
CJ and I have something very important to... Oh, pancakes.
Steve and I have set a date. We are getting married at the end of the summer in Japan. We're going to Japan because that's where my stepfather lives. And he's paying for the whole thing.
We really want you guys to come. I mean, I know Japan is a tad inconvenient, but really it's just a hop, skip, and a 6,000-mile jump.
You do know that there's a really nice Benihana right around the corner.
What she's trying to say is... we'll be there.
Great. Yeah. All right. Oh, honey, we got to get going. We have to sign up for our gift registries.
Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn.
And Applebee's. I love their potato skins. You know, honey, we're going to go to that one first, okay?
Wow. Steve is really getting married.
And not to you, which is fine if you happen to hate fairy tales and happy endings.
Would you just admit defeat, Team Steve? All right, she has found her perfect match in Dreamy Dr. Matt.
He is pretty dreamy. In fact, I had a dream about him last night.
Ooh!
We
you were folding laundry, if you know what I mean.
Tell me more.
What? There's nothing more to tell. We were literally folding laundry.
Hey, Stefan Noodle.
Hi.
I just came by to let you know that my RV will be parked at Costco today because somebody decided to make the city post those no overnight parking signs.
Why are you looking at me? It is an eyesore. You're always blocking my driveway. I can never find a place to park. Okay, it was me.
Morning, Deej. I thought we could carpool into work since we don't get to spend enough time together.
Oh, I know. We have to fix that.
What are you talking about? You guys work together 8 hours a day.
Yeah, but we hardly see each other. She does dogs and cats. I do birds and bunnies.
I can't carpool today. I have to tell Jackson I'm sending him to summer school.
Ouch, summer school is the worst.
That's why I made him a special lunch, a steak sandwich, an entire pumpkin pie, and a $50 iTunes gift card.
Deej, you could put Selena Gomez in that bag, and it ain't gonna help.
Well, I gotta go, but I hate saying goodbye to you.
Oh, me too.
I'm really gonna miss you.
I'm really gonna miss you too.
See you in 10 minutes?
Yeah, 15 if there's traffic.
You know, Deej, you and Matt really got to find some time to connect. I mean, Jimmy and I connect every day.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, which is another reason why I want that RV moved. Hey, don't worry about Matt and me. I'm going to fix this.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No.
She doesn't
like
don't
that.
Do that. Adios!
And now, adios.
Wait, where are you sneaking off to?
Nowhere. Did I just get the cheek? Mi amor.
Don't mi amor me until you tell me more about what you're up to.
I'm up to nothing. And now I must go nowhere, with no one, for no reason. I'm going to be late for nothing.
Mighty Mountain.
Oh, I love that tidal wave ride. Wait for me. I'll go get our matching ponchos and a spare bra. Nothing is worse than a soggy brassiere.
You know I love you, but you're kind of a third wheel.
I just want to hang out with my baby.
Tell you what, if you give me your credit card, it'll be like a little piece of you is with me everywhere I go.
That is so sweet.
Well, if you need me, I'll be on the couch for the next 3 months.
Yeah, about that. Hold up.
Just call me Chillaxin' Jackson.
You and I need to talk, and it's a little bit awkward.
Mom, I know where babies come from.
It's about what happened last school year.
About how I crushed it?
Did you? Because a D minus in history is not exactly crushing it. Which is why I've decided you're gonna pull up that bad grade in summer school.
Summer school? Mom, you can't be serious. I'm gonna be hanging out with Lola all summer. I don't even know how to process this.
Luckily, you don't have to because school starts today. Here are your books. A special lunch. Don't forget to look under the pie for a please don't hate me gift card.
What? So like, don't even argue? Just go? Mom, you can't do this to me. I'm Chillaxin' Jackson.
now you're history passing Jackson.
You know, it's just hitting me. This summer is my last chance to be with Ramona before she's in high school and gone forever.
And this summer is my last chance to help Jackson before he becomes an unemployed moocher who lives on my couch forever.
I hear you talking about me.
Are you here for summer school?
No, I'm an undercover narc.
Should you be telling me that?
Dude, I'm not a narc.
Ah, got it. You're not a narc.
I can see why you're in summer school. I'm Roxanne, but they call me Rocky. What's your name?
I'm Jackson, but the ladies call me J Money.
No, they don't.
You're right, they don't.
Oh, little tip, kid. Don't make eye contact with the weird guy with the beard. He could snap at any moment.
We're starting?
Whoa, that's our teacher? I saw him in the parking lot sobbing in a smart car.
I said, we're starting.
Man, I love living in the Costco parking lot. Look at all these free samples. I mean, these Swedish meatballs are so good, I almost bought some, but then I thought, why? They're free.
You know, Morris, it is so nice of you to let Jimmy keep his RV here.
So here's the thing. All right, I like you guys, but Costco wants you off the property unless you're actually going to buy something.
Well, then tell Costco to stop giving away free stuff.
I gotta go. I just realized I left my taser in the handicap bathroom again. I know I shouldn't be in there, but it is way cleaner.
Oh, boy. Jimmy, you need to see this. Isn't that Fernando hugging on a hot blonde with two grande lattes?
Are you sure?
Oh, they could be ventis. They're really big. The point is, I think Fernando is cheating on Kimmy. Like, this is gonna break her heart.
Try and let her down easy.
Me? You're her brother. You tell her.
I can't. I avoid all confrontation.
Babe, you just need to step up.
Ah, la, 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 la.
Good news, Stumper. We were able to save your foot.
The bad news is it's attached to my keychain.
What? Stumper got the joke.
Oh, Matt.
Whoa.
Oh. You were saying...
Whoa.
Let me just set the mood. Sorry, Tommy's the list.
Are you okay? Okay, what happened to no hanky-panky at the workplace?
Oh, we don't have to panky, but a little hanky never hurt anyone.
Mighty set go.
Oh, Mrs. Hathaway, you're early. Well, we're business partners, but we're also business partners. If you know, bow, chicka bow. I'll just take the cat. Yeah. Hi. Jackson!
I picked up your favorite pizza!
Somebody's feeling guilty about sending somebody to summer school.
No. And an ice cream cake!
I'll eat alone.
Hey, was summer school that bad?
You tell me.
Meow.
That's right, Tommy the kitty says meow.
If it makes it any better, I had a tough day too. At Mighty Mountain, I rode so many rides and took so many selfies that my phone died.
Bye, kitty.
How did this happen?
I fell asleep in class and this kid Rocky drew all over my face. Now I can't get it off.
Wait, you fell asleep on your first day?
You're missing the point. I got pranked and everyone made fun of me.
Well, I hope this Rocky got in big trouble. It's always open!
Really? You just let people walk in? How have you not been murdered by now?
Rocky, what are you doing here?
You're Rocky? Why would you draw on my son's face?
He fell asleep in class and started snoring like a cat. Anyway, the principal said I had to apologize, so my mom drove me over here. I'm doing it! So, Jackson, I'm really sorry for drawing on your face and on the small of your back.
What?
Your crack was showing, so I drew a tulip growing out of it.
Rocky, how long does it take to say I'm sorry? Chia! Of course this little angel belongs to you.
Hi, Deej. Nice to see you. You know, we should really get together sometime.
Oh, I would love to.
But I don't want to.
Anyway, look, I gotta get to Pilates, guys. So, are we good?
Does it look like I'm good? I'm out of here. And I'm out of summer school, too. Goodbye.
You should really be in drama camp.
Okay, you two need to go. And for the first time ever, I'm locking the door.
It won't come off. Man, I wish I had a time machine so I could go back to this morning and not go to summer school.
Or you could go back to last semester and get a better grade in history.
You don't understand the fun of time travel at all. I'm quitting summer school. You can ground me, take away my devices, brand me with a hot metal iron.
Brand you? Why would I do that?
Because you're mean.
I'm sorry you're upset, but it's important to me that you care about always doing your best.
Maybe I did do my best. You ever think about that?
No, because you and I both know that you didn't. But I tell you what, since you're almost in high school, I am going to trust you to make the right decision here.
Really? You mean it? It's my decision? It's not really my decision, is it? Okay. I'll go back.
See? One day in summer school, you're smarter already. I just want you to go to a great college, find a job that you love, and have a wonderful life.
Thanks, Mom.
Because you're not living here forever.
You're still living here.
Touché.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
I can't stay long. My RV is double parked. I told that ambulance I'd be right back, but those paramedics are always in such a hurry.
Jimmy, do you realize that we've spent over half of our relationship just looking for a parking spot for your RV? I wish you would seriously think about finding a real place to live.
Have faith. Somehow the universe will provide.
Speaking of universes, Kimmy's is about to be destroyed. Now, remember, we decided to tell her about the blonde together.
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, guys!
Stephanie's got some bad news for you. It involves Fernando cheating. It's your turn.
What is he talking about? Sit down.
Have some lemonade. Okay, so Jimmy and I saw Fernando hugging a beautiful blonde with two grande lattes.
I know Fernando's been acting weird, but I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation.
Kimberlina, we have a big announcement. Let me begin by saying I love this woman.
Stephanie was right!
What's going on?
Oh. Have some lemonade. It's a little tart, just like you.
I'm his realtor. Nothing is going on here except a smooth and painless escrow. In fact, all this man can talk about is how much he loves you. Allow me. How rude.
I am so sorry.
I've been shot 4 times. This is nothing. Here's my card for all your housing needs. Call Debbie Gold. Everything I touch turns to sold.
What did I miss?
Well, I threw a glass of lemonade in my face.
Made the same mistake. The key is to use a straw.
People, come to the kitchen. I have wonderful news. Today, I close escrow on a fabulous home for me and Kimberlina and Ramona to move into together. Surprise!
You bought us a house?
Surprise! Get this. It's the old Gibbler house.
Seriously? You bought us the Gibbler house?
Yes, the Gibbler house.
I can't believe you bought the Gibbler house. Wait, have I been pronouncing my last name wrong all these years?
Wow. I really miss you and Ramona and... You and Ramona...
Max, I know you must be happy. You have wanted me gone since the day I moved in.
I don't know how to feel. On the one hand, I don't like you. On the other hand, I need you. You're my nemesis. I need a chewable aspirin.
Fernando, I have to say, buying us a home is a beautiful gesture.
So you're moving in.
But I also have to say, I'm very angry I wasn't consulted.
So you're not moving in.
But I appreciate you trying to make me happy.
So you are moving in.
But this does not make me happy.
So you're not moving in?
You just do whatever you want and expect me to go along with it.
But I'm only thinking of you when I tell you what to do. Because I have the best ideas.
I'm sorry. But I made a commitment to DJ. So I'm staying right here with the She-Wolf pack. Ow!
Well, I am not leaving this house without a Gibbler in my arms.
See, Steph? I told you the universe provides.
Hey, DJ, you might be busy with... whatever this is. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
We're gonna have so much fun, Rumi.
What's up?
Hey, what was going on today with that whole bow chicka bow wow?
I was trying to sneak a date night into a work day. I just feel like our relationship is always competing with work and kids and... Well, I guess that's it.
Sweetheart, come here.
Sit down with me.
What is it you're worried about, Deej? I mean, we're a great couple.
I just want us to keep growing closer so we can build something special.
And I feel like we are. I couldn't be happier about us. DJ, I love you.
Whoa. Did you just say I love you? You've never said that before.
I've been thinking it for a while.
So have I.
Oh. Well, you haven't actually said it yet.
Okay, here I go. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, my Lanta, we're in love.